open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 126. Myself is Cooley Soup, Jet, and Jub. We're going to have an action-packed episode today, even though Jub is absolutely knocked out.
It's 150 degrees in here so because hot. We can't afford air conditioning.
Yeah, we're in a new glare on us because we're sweating.
We're in a new studio on fucking Mercury.
Yeah, it is hot. It's really hot.
One day, man.
Hang on. Let me give everybody Cooley's phone number so you can call him.
What? No, absolutely not. Nobody would call anyways.
Should I just give it out and see what happens?
They just want to hear my speech impediment.
304-238-4372.
No, that's not it.
What is that?
Cooley's phone number.
Is that real?
What is that, like Popeyes or something?
It was actually, don't call that number. I don't know whose number I just gave you. Oh. I read a large majority of it and then gave him wrong numbers at the end.
Oh, okay.
We're in the Pine Room Studios. Thank you for joining us for another week of episodes. If you enjoy the show, go give it a follow. Go give it a listen. Go give it whatever you want to give it. PineRoomStudios.com. We got a lot of stuff over there. WatchdogNetwork.com. Got some new stuff going over there. All kinds of different stuff. Listen to the radio Monday, Tuesday, Friday. Mondays from 2 to 3. Tuesdays from noon to 3. And Football Fridays all day from noon till like midnight. We're the Pine Room Studios.
Do the people that listen to the podcast
noon to midnight?
Do the people that listen to, like, just exclusively to the podcast know that we broadcast football games now?
Probably not.
I would say yes.
No.
I feel like if you listen to the Pine Room,
we never really made an announcement about it either.
We don't need to. It's we're worldwide.
It just kind of happened.
We're global. It's global news.
Yeah, we broadcast high school. Well, I haven't yet. This is gonna be my first one this Friday, but. Yeah, we broadcast football games now.
Cool. Say the word partridge berry.
Partridge berry?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, right. Let's just start with this. As a group last night, we won over, let's see, 3, 5, and then four of us won $1,300 in bets.
Yeah.
And we all bet less than $70.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go. We got to go through this bet. And again, I was talking about it on the radio today, and people don't care about other people's bets and what you win and whatever. But this, honestly, the way that we won this bet was just...
This is Monday Night Football.
Incredible. Monday Night Football this past Monday when you're listening to this.
Falcons,
Eagles.
Eagles.
The Aviary.
So the... What? The Aviary.
What?
Birds.
Oh.
Stupid.
Anyway. So five of us in a group text picked one leg of a parlay. So the first one was Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown score. That hit. I don't even know when. When did he score?
Remember, it barely hit because Saquon should have caught the receiving touchdown, and he fell at the 1 yard line, and they called him down. And then Jalen Hurts did a tush push in for a touchdown.
Did he?
I didn't
sneeze?
See. No, he coughed.
Ew!
Fucking idiot.
Are you sick?
So. We got the Jalen Hurts touchdown in. Then Bijan Robinson over his rush yard, 67.5. That hit. Saquon Barkley rushing and receiving over 102.5. That hit actually pretty late.
Yeah. I'm laughing because Jump, I just looked over and Jump said, it's so hot. And closed
it's
his
so
eyes.
Hot, dude.
Guys, it has to be
it's
85.
So hot.
If you tugged on my shirt, my
it's
skin would come
so
off.
It's so hot.
When
right
I
now.
Stand up, I have compression
anyway,
shorts on. They're going to be soaked.
Like, but, yeah.
Wait, Jared, did you read them all? Go through them again.
So, again, Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown score. Bijan Robinson, over 67.5 rush yards. Saquon Barkley, over 102.5 rushing and receiving yards. Saquon Barkley over 2.5 receptions. So those first four hit, and then the leg that Soup picked was Kirk Cousins 2+
Uncle
passing touchdowns.
It was a lock from the beginning, ladies and gentlemen.
Never in
doubt. The Eagles go down 3rd and 3 with like a minute and a half left. Pass to Saquon.
Wide open.
I mean, he's literally ass naked on the right side of the field. Misses the pass.
Stops the clock.
They don't get the first down, so they got to kick the field goal. Captain Kirk has like, what, a minute and a half?
48 seconds.
To drive 80 yards down the field and...
Bullet.
It was unbelievable. I wish I could like play it on the show right now.
Boom, 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 boom.
Literally.
I blinked and they were on the 10-yard line with 40 seconds.
Four passes.
It was awesome.
Four passes. Kirk Cousins just...
I watched Peyton Manning this morning.
Dimes.
Peyton Manning said when they got down there with 48 seconds to go and they were on the 10-yard line, Peyton was like, hey, I don't want to say this, but they need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, because they were going to give them more time, which I think they scored with, I think that was like 20 seconds left, and then Hurts gets the ball back and whips it an interception. But Jubb tailed the bet.
Which he never does.
Which was awesome.
What made you just want to bet?
I don't know. Jared just asked me about it.
He was betting all weekend.
I wasn't betting all weekend.
Oh, you lost all your money this weekend.
No, I'm up like $480. No,
oh, did you make money Saturday, too?
I swear to God, I am.
Did you make money Saturday?
Yeah, Nick and I put a money on a guy. I was blind, and I put money on a Bahamondes. I forget his first name. I didn't even watch the fight. He knocked the guy out in the first round. He was an underdog. He's like a 100-point underdog. And I won that, and then I won, I think that was it, and then I played slots, and I won like $100 on Asgardian Stones.
You said you were blind. Did you, from drinking, or?
Yeah. I mean, not physically blind. I mean.
You guys had Moscow Mules?
Yeah, I was.
I love Moscow Mules.
It wasn't good.
I know, I'm sad we missed Coach Dell's birthday this weekend.
Yeah, we got to recap the weekend real quick. Good. Happy birthday to Coach, by the way.
Yeah.
He had a big birthday on Saturday. Right. It was a big day for him. It was a huge day for him.
Yeah. We had, Hannah and I made Moscow Mules in the morning. And it was a whole bottle of Tito's with like 3 of those squeeze bottles of lime juice.
And one drink?
11. It was 11 ginger beers. And I think that was it.
How big was it? What'd you pour it in?
It was a big like...
Put sweet tea in?
Spigot thingy. It had a little thing on it. There's probably enough for, I mean, it was a whole bottle of Tito's. I mean, it was like,
were they still good throughout the day?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember who brought it. It was like a circle thing. And instead of putting ice in the actual drink, you put ice in this middle cylinder. So then the ice goes into the drink, but it doesn't melt into the rest of the drink.
That's actually genius.
Yeah, so that we put it in that, and that was through the whole day, and we drank all that. I didn't drink it.
What did you drink?
I had...
Apparently, you and Say went after it.
It was not good. I chugged three Twisted Teas, shotgun, 2 Twisted Teas. I had 3 shots of 3 shots of Apple Crown, 2 shots of Key Lime Pie Moonshine, a little shooter bottle of New Amsterdam vodka.
Oh fuck no!
Two Surfside lemonades.
Damn.
And then a Moscow Mule.
Listen to me. If you count your shots and your cocktails as 2, you had 20 drinks.
Yeah, it was not.
That's like the alcohol. That's like World T-shirts alcohol.
Who brought my feet?
Why?
I don't know.
Belly had to be ready to burst.
I didn't eat anything either. I didn't really eat.
I can't drink if I don't eat.
I'm totally the other way.
Oh man,
If I eat a big meal and then I go out, I can't drink. I can't do it.
I gotta continuously eat throughout the day or I'll be miserable.
I never in my life have done what I did Saturday. We weren't at all 3 of us besides Jubb weren't at the Pine Room. We were up in Pittsburgh for the Pitt WVU game, and I had to work before the game, so I had like 3 pieces of peanut butter toast before work. Went to work, then went to the bar right after work, so I didn't have any time to eat, and I wasn't going to eat it. I don't even think they serve food at McFadden's in Pittsburgh, but anyway,
I know they do because one time we were in there pretty having fun, and I went up to the bar, and I think you guys were there, and I got one of those wraps.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, okay, it was like, yeah, a chicken bacon wrap. Like, or
I actually do remember
had
that.
Like lizard meat.
Yeah, something crazy.
But anyway, I didn't. I just started drinking and never
stopped.
I never ate. I literally did not eat the whole rest of the day. I had three pieces of toast and then like a million beers for lunch and dinner.
I woke up at some point in the night and I had not drank water all day. And I woke up at some point in the night and my lips were like like
ew,
like leather,
like windbone.
Yeah, and they were just
about to crack off. Ew.
Yeah, they were just solid. And I remember waking up and I went.
Ew.
Oh.
Jeff, what's like when you're drinking, what's the first indicator? You're like, oh, I'm fucked up.
My calves start to go numb.
Jesus. Really?
My calves start to go numb.
Your
and
calves?
Then my calves, and then I get lag vision where you turn your head and your eyes have to catch up.
That happens second?
Yeah.
I can always tell. His eyes go. Them damn eyes.
Yeah.
That's
what Jeff said. Eyes. Jeff said I had glassy eyes.
Yeah, no. His eyes.
Glassy eyes.
Your eyes start to go the wrong way.
The lag vision being the second thing that goes is crazy.
Yeah, no, I know. When my legs start feeling weird, I know that my vision's going to start going
That's
soon.
A good question, Soup.
You know what it is for me? It's my lips go numb, and then I can hear my voice like being slower. And I'm like, I'm starting to think, like, does everyone else know I'm talking weird?
You ever think when you're really, really over the wire, like it's time to probably shut it down? Where there's like the little like minion in your head where it's going, we're all right, we're good, and he's pulling all the thing, but on the outside, nothing's functioning right. The wires are off.
It's been a while since I've been there.
I'd say for me, my feet go.
Yeah, that's
I think
crazy,
Say man. Is the same way.
His neck.
Oh, his neck. Yeah, yeah. He's
what
like
are you, cool?
His spidey sense.
It's my face.
It's my lips.
And my cheeks get red.
I think it's so funny when you get a buzz and your lips are just numb.
Cooley goes from being like normal like this to he squints and then he just smiles. He's got like he has permagrin the whole.
No. Is that true?
Yeah, you're very not touchy, but like I guess more friend. Like you're very friendly.
I'm definitely touchier, and
I love you, man.
No, I mean, Jeff pisses me off though because he makes it sound like. He always does this where he makes me sound like a fucking frat guy. Like,
I know that
you are on frat.
No, I'm not. You're frat.
As soon as your arm goes around my shoulders, I know that you're hammered.
Sure, I agree with that. I'm not denying it. But like he said before, like I walk up to people and I'm like, sup. Like,
have done that before.
I've never been like,
I don't.
I watched him do this to a girl once. We were out of Generations. This is years ago. And it was like Thanksgiving Eve or something like this. And I was talking to somebody and there was a girl like, a foot this way.
Never happened.
And he walked right up to her. Just they were this far apart. The girl went, and he went, sup.
No, but see, that's different. I might have said sup, but the way he does it, he's like, sup.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, like a fucking dickhead. I just said sup. That's it. I'd never said it like that.
Sup, man.
No, sup. Whatever.
I had a cigarette, not this weekend, but that day at Generations, that wasn't real. I made that up.
You had a cigarette?
Yeah, but I had a cigarette for the first time in my life at Generations, and it was.
A full one?
No. I couldn't, no way, I couldn't choke that down. But I had,
You tasted one.
Hammered, and I took a cigarette from somebody, and it was horrific. It was horrific.
I don't know how to be, I don't understand.
People
it.
Love them.
Yeah.
You know what, really, like, I can't. This is crazy to me, but a cigarette when it's really hot outside, that can't be enjoyable.
Yeah. Oh, like you get it's done mowing the grass and you're breathing hard.
Like you ever driving
fucking like whiskey and a cigarette.
Imagine you run like 2 miles and you get back and you gotta get one out.
Imagine if we had something like that in here.
You know what also is, I think is
that's
what
they used
to be. That's what I'm saying. We'd all be sitting here smoking a cig.
Hey, what about first thing in the morning you wake up and you light one up?
It's crazy to me.
Yeah, I'll grab your vape.
Wait, wouldn't that actually make your lungs stronger if you went for a run and smoked a cig while you're running?
No, because you're not doing anything to strengthen your lungs. You're putting shit in your lungs.
To make it harder while you run.
But it can't be reversed. I mean, it might help you like...
See where I'm at, cool?
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
I think as long as you did it in moderation.
What are you talking
about? If you didn't do it every day, so you got addicted. But like, occasional run where you just fucking
smoke a cig.
Just destroy your lungs for the day. I gotta get stronger.
Got to.
What doesn't kill you?
I think it's making it weaker.
It's not like you put a mask on and you can't breathe for a little bit. You're putting shit into your lungs.
In your lungs, yeah. And it's got to
work. That's never going to come out.
But now it learns how to take the smoke out.
So you're saying like a chain smoker that runs every now and then is more
not a chain smoker.
In moderation.
I'm saying like
destroy your life.
I'm saying if you run let me talk. If you run if you run 3 times a week. Stop it. This definitely works. If you're running 3 times a week, once a month, if you just light a cig and smoke it while you're running the mile.
But what is that doing for you, though?
I think it's making it even harder to run, and you're forcing yourself.
So you're saying you're like a mile in, and you light one up, and you like as you're going, you go, but then you keep going.
Wait, yeah. Steve, I got a question. So if I'm driving and I drink a beer while driving, will I be a better driver?
No, that's just a horrible take.
No, that's not even the same
like
thing.
Like if I just like... I'm driving to Florida. I take a couple shots in the middle of like,
dude, what the fuck? There's no fucking way.
Don't tell me that that's that is actually a practice.
There's no fucking way.
You're telling me before Lance Armstrong, before he was like all doped up, do you think that like when he was training for the Tour de France, he would go out on his bike and he would light up a Pall Mall before?
Then we might need...
You know what he would do, right?
Hold on.
When they would take the blood out of him and then shoot it back in him to make him... like a better athlete,
but recover faster.
Yeah, he would take his own blood out.
Yeah, he put temp V in it,
and then he would put it, his own blood back.
So here's this is from NCBI. I don't know what this is. Something.gov.ana. I don't know. It says cigarette smoking has been shown to increase serum hemoglobin, increase total lung capacity, and stimulate weight loss. Factors that all contribute to enhanced performance and endurance.
There's
sports.
No,
see, we don't
no
support we don't support cigs, but nope. They could help you train better.
But it doesn't directly.
So, like LeBron,
that's what I said, if you do it in moderation, yeah. It actually probably would help.
I bet it would.
I don't.
Guys, I bet it would.
So when you go down and smokes a pack in the middle of
no, but here, this like negates everything. Can you be healthy and still smoke? When it comes to cancer prevention, the damaging effects of smoking can't be reversed by exercise or a healthy diet.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a healthy
so
smoker.
So it's like,
especially when it comes to cancer.
It's Wolverine
prevention.
In the end of Logan when he jams that shit in him. Like he's good for like 50 seconds and then he's done.
It's a stim like from COD.
I bet Usain Bolt did it.
Do bodybuilders smoke cigs? I love like the chain of
no way.
Google questions. Do bodybuilders smoke cigarettes? The health issues related to smoking when it comes from tobacco's toxic effects that come from chemicals, and these are harmful to muscle seekers. Therefore, bodybuilding and smoking is not a great idea. If you have been smoking before workout or smoking after workout, you need to stop that.
See?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying to smoke every day. I'm saying
here's
like
another
the occasional one during a run.
I love the Google questions. They just keep going. How bad is one cigarette a day? One cigarette per day was associated with a significant higher risk of dying from heart disease and from all causes and from lung cancer in women. Those who consistently averaged less than one cigarette per day over their lifetime had 9 times the risk of dying from lung cancer.
Damn. That's
so even one cigarette a day will ruin your life.
I just got sweaty.
Oh, sweaty.
Huh?
You look sweaty.
It's hot, dude.
Why are you so sweaty?
Here's a good one.
Watching clouds.
Man, I tell you what, there's so many that just keep popping up, and it makes me... Some of these are just ridiculous. Why did this pop up? Does smoking affect sperm?
I think it
has to, right?
Tobacco smoking leads to reduced semen quality, including semen volume, sperm density, motility, viability, and normal morphology.
So, like, your velo goes down.
So, yeah, so don't.
I don't know.
How about this one?
Jobby doesn't have any kids.
Is 20 cigarettes a day a lot?
Yeah.
For days.
Wait. When somebody says, I'm going to smoke a pack a day, how many is that?
Pack's 10, I think. No.
Actually, it's a good thing 12? We don't know that.
Maybe.
Yeah,
12.
I don't know.
Nobody smokes 20 cigarettes
for daily.
Bullshit.
For daily
there are
smokers,
people that smoke 3 packs a day,
dude.
For daily smokers, more than 20 cigarettes a day, the risk of dying from lung cancer is more than 23 times higher in men.
There's 20 in a pack. 20 cigs in a pack.
So
does smoking affect height?
Definitely does.
Another way that smoking can have a profound effect on your body is by stunting your growth. People who smoke regularly
like when you're 15.
From an early age can reduce their long-term height, while babies born to women who smoke can be permanent, born prematurely or at below average height.
Ready? Listen to this.
Damn.
Post Malone once said that he smoked about 80 cigarettes in a day, which is double his average daily amount. In 1996, Stefan Sigmund of Transylvania set a world record by smoking 800 cigarettes in under 6 minutes.
Okay, that's
no
bullshit.
Way.
There's no way.
What?
That's impossible.
Alfred McTeer, who died of lung cancer at the age of 43, smoked 60 cigarettes a day. According to EX program, a heavy smoker is someone who smokes more than 20 cigarettes per day, usually every day. Heavy smokers are often very dependent on tobacco, which makes quitting difficult. So you can.
What do you think Marlboro's net worth is? I have it right here.
Billion.
How many? How much was?
Not billions.
Bullshit.
You think it's billion?
How many digits is it? Nine.
It starts with a B.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
23 billion.
Jesus. I'm gonna say seven.
Cool.
3.5.
As of 2023, Marlboro's net worth is valued at 57.58 billion.
Damn.
With a B. $1 billion.
I win.
I guess that makes sense, though.
Philip Morris. The company's history began when Mr. Philip Morris opened a shop which sold tobacco and ready-made cigarettes on Bond Street in London in 1847, currently headquartered in Richmond, Virginia.
Damn.
Dude, I cannot stop. Sorry, Job. One more. These questions, they just keep popping up. Like, when I click one, another one pops up. Does smoking affect hair growth?
Mm-hmm.
Smoking is thought to cause hair loss in a number of ways, such as reducing blood flow to your scalp and causing damage to the DNA of your hair follicles. Does smoking make your voice deeper? Smoking irritates the larynx and makes it swollen and reddened. This causes the voice to deepen and sound rougher.
I'm struggling with my voice.
There's
loss.
All your there's all your cigarette facts for the day.
When we're drinking, like, I'm losing my voice quickly the next day, and I don't know what's going on. I'm not yelling at people.
But you probably talk louder and more often.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, here we go. Let's do a true or false quiz before I ask you another question.
I'm so good at these. 50-50 chance.
So these are truth behind old wives' tales.
Okay.
Are there truths behind them? Number one. Spicy foods will give you stomach ulcers.
False. There's no truth behind that.
Give you ulcers?
Cool.
True.
I'm going to say true.
You say true?
It's false.
Cool.
It's
what did you say?
Tale.
Hold on. I'm putting in my email.
I said true. I've actually had... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
One time I actually had like some kind of problem. I forget what. I was really young. But like I was eating a lot of spicy food when I was younger. And I had like something happen to my stomach. And I got cramped up real bad. My dad had to take me to the hospital, and they told me it's because I was eating too much spicy food.
That's what the issue is. Go ahead, John.
It says studies show that spices can be quite beneficial when consumed in appropriate quantities. However, if you commonly experience digestive problems, you might want to watch the quantity of spicy foods you consume, as too much can be upsetting to your stomach. Although spicy foods can indeed upset your stomach or irritate your digestive tracts, they don't typically cause ulcers.
Good work, soup.
Thanks.
Good
next
work.
One.
I don't know what
Belief
I have.
Number two.
But you're right, Cole. Spicy food will mess your stomach up.
Chicken soup is a cure-all for colds and flu.
No, it's false.
It can
false
help.
False as fuck.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
That's got to be so false.
That is correct. Chicken soup will definitely not cure flu or colds, but they definitely bring warmth and comfort.
2-0.
Belief number three. If you swallow gum, it will stay in your stomach or intestines
false.
For 7 years.
That's so false.
False.
It's so
seven
false.
Years?
I don't know why they made that.
I remember hearing this when
so
I was
do
a kid.
I. So do I, but it's I false.
7 years. I'm going to say...
It's not...
I feel like it's a trick question. False. Or true.
The truth is, if you happen to swallow your gum, it probably won't remain in your body for more than 7 days.
Thanks. Oh. Next.
Belief number four. Cranberry juice is an effective treatment for UTI.
True.
True.
Although more research is necessary to determine the degree of effectiveness, the consumption of cranberry juice is often helpful in treating UTIs.
You guys answered that really
next,
bad.
Please.
You have a lot of UTIs.
That's it. Those are the top
that's
four.
That's it.
I know people.
I get HDMIs all the time. It hurts so bad.
HDMIs?
And an RBI. And
Do you? Really?
Isn't that a cable cord?
No, I know what you meant, yes. But I didn't.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it was a cable cord. And then I said an RBI for a run battery.
Oh, sorry. That went way over my head. Yep.
Come on, Larry.
Half depth, sorry.
I was trying to think of something else that I was going to ask before we moved on to the old wives' tales, but I can't think of one. Cool. Say the word auto-transformer.
Can you repeat that?
Auto-transformer.
Use it in a sentence before he says it.
Auto-transformer?
Yeah. Okay.
Boom. How is that?
Good.
On my list of things to talk about, we're going to do this here in a little bit. We're going to draw our best of all possible worlds animals. We're going to, on a sheet of paper, we're going to come up with the best animal that we can come up with, and we'll put them in a ring and see which one comes out on top.
I'll smoke you guys.
No, I don't think.
Are they fighting in?
Well, just like a...
Like a Hunger Games?
Like in an arena.
In an arena?
Yeah.
You're done. Done.
Oh my God, I'm definitely winning that. You just draw myself.
Well,
guys, I'm sorry if this goes loud. I'm trying to pull up some things. The minions speak in Minionese, if you were wondering.
The minions speak in Minionese.
Right.
It's time for some new shoes.
So I'm going to ask you guys a few questions about the worst world records that there are in history.
Okay.
These are the top five Guinness World Records that left people stunned. I want to know from you guys what you guys would do as far as how well you could do with these with these top talents.
Good.
So let's see. Man solves Rubik's Cube on a bicycle.
I've never been able to solve one, so it would
take me forever. No. Mm-mm. Could I do it?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
I think I could you guys can ride a bike with no hands, right?
Not.
I used to be able to.
Yeah, I used to be able to as well. So if I practiced and then I figured out how to do a Rubik's Cube, I could do it, Jub. What's the record?
The record, no, he just did it.
It doesn't say a time?
It didn't give me a time, no. But do you think you could
Yes, I could at some point. I could do that.
All right. Longest fingernails on a pair of hands?
No.
That guy from India?
No, it's actually a woman.
Oh, really?
It's Lee Redman of the U.S. She apparently had fingernails that were over 2 feet, three feet long.
That makes my stomach
really
hurt.
I thought it was that guy that Steve-O drank that beer from.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Most Big Macs consumed in a lifetime.
How does somebody track
in a lifetime?
Is it over 10,000?
Right now, Donald A. Gorsk achieved the world record for consuming the most hamburgers, devouring over 26,000 Big Macs throughout his lifetime.
What's he look like? You got a picture of him?
Yeah, he's just kind of got like a funny looking bowl cut. And
is he a large guy?
No, he's kind of a normal looking dude.
You think there's anybody chasing his record?
He is.
And like he has to keep eating every day to make sure he's
I think he's doing something.
That's 71 years.
I think he's dead. I think he's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
If he ate 26,000 Big Macs and you ate one a day, that's 71 years.
I think he's dead now. Longest time spent playing video games continuously.
Got to be 7 or 8 days.
How long do you think it is? Hours. Just go by hours.
I'm going to do 72.
No way.
Soup?
120.
I'm going to say 96.
Soup was the closest, 138 hours and 34 minutes
like
without
five
a break.
Days,
does it say the game? Let me try to guess the game.
He probably played Civ.
Let's see.
Honestly.
He probably even know the days went by. Yeah.
Wait, does it say? It doesn't say the game?
I'll find it. You guys talk.
I was going to say League.
What's that, Jer?
League of Legends. It's a very... I was going to say nerdy game, but that's not the right word.
That's a pretty nerdy game.
Hey.
Yeah, but you could say every game is nerdy.
I mean, you
nerdy.
Could pretty much, you could probably picture what they all look like. you guys aren't going to believe what this fucking game was.
Not Cod.
The fact that this person is still alive, it's a woman.
Cod?
The fact that this person is still alive and able to function. Carrie Swedecki holds the record for the longest video game marathon with 138 hours and 34 minutes of
Sims.
Playing.
Sims.
No.
Is it like a AAA title?
Nope.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Nope.
Candy Crush.
Nope.
Nancy Drew.
Nope. What is it? Nancy Drew.
Did you ever
That's
play?
A great game.
Uh-huh. So fun, great dude. We should do that.
Jenna Watson.
We should do 2-2. We should do 2v2 Nancy Drew.
I'd win.
Job is it?
I used to like the one like in the snow at the cabin.
Job is so fun.
Maybe I do know that. I don't know. Is it a genre of game? Is it like a FPS?
No.
Survival?
Like fitness
strategy? Wii Sports?
Nope.
Oh fuck! I don't know what
it wasn't. We
what was the one game
very very popular in the mid 2010s?
What
the Kinect
Guitar Band?
It's on Kinect.
The Kinect
Guitar Hero.
Jesus, I mean, it's a physical game. She played it that long,
guys. What was the zombie game where there was a really big ogre thing that would chase you?
That was Buried.
No.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
Oh yeah,
that was scary.
Wait a second. Wait,
three.
Get
two,
on Kinect. It was
one,
a Kinect like adventure
just dance.
What the fuck? No,
I don't
way.
Believe that.
It's what it says.
Damn.
Carrie's
banned for 138 hours.
Yeah, then this one says that Corey Braden of Nanaimo, BC, British Columbia, played Call of Duty Warzone for 145 hours, 29 minutes, and 41 seconds, unofficially breaking the record in 2021.
That's insane.
A Nigerian man played Dream League Soccer 2023 for 75 hours straight. TC Nick 3 of Chile played a fighting game for 69 hours, 4 minutes, and 20 seconds. Which is just
playing Warzone for 140 hours. I love Call of Duty. It's like my life. That would kill me. I would be dead. My brain would be actual pudding.
It'd be leaking out.
It would go out of my nose. It would kill me.
Talking about Kyler Murray because their new COD coming out in October.
Yeah.
If you have him in fantasy, you need to trade him.
What's the new COD coming out?
Black Ops 6.
Is it boots on the ground?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wish not.
So they always say that they have to trade him.
Yeah.
When the new COD comes out, he plays bad.
Mm-hmm. The largest collection of rubber ducks.
Like, are those small somebody
drives? How many did she have?
Are you guys aware of that real quick?
Jeeps.
Yeah. The Jeep ducks.
I was at a Post Malone concert, and Hannah's cousin got two ducks left on her Jeep.
25,000.
How many ducks do you think that Charlotte Lee had?
25,000.
100K.
No. Only 8,000.
Oh.
Longest time spent inside a snow globe.
Four months.
This is details on the longest time spent inside a snow globe, including its record and location, can be found in the Guinness World Records of official world record keeping sources. Yoshikazu Yamaguchi spent over 30 minutes and 45 seconds inside a snow globe in 2018, setting the record for the longest time spent inside a unique enclosure. Yeah. Most tattoos in 24 hours by a single person?
50.
You think 50?
100.
This was in 24 hours by a single person. Hollis Cantrell earned a spot in the record books in 2008 by giving tattoos to over 101 people. Oh, okay. It was two people.
Mm.
Jarrett, longest time balancing on 1 foot. Could you do it? Could I do it?
I think I got pretty good balance.
How long do you think you could go for?
Like an hour.
Oral Box set the world record in 2011 by balancing on 1 foot in high heels for an impressive 1 hour and 3 minutes.
That's it? Damn.
Yeah.
That'd be long enough.
I think I could do that.
Most piercings in 24 hours, 800.
Ew.
Damn.
And finally, largest collection of rubber stamps.
Rubber?
Rubber stamps?
Like the ones you go, kush.
Oh. 72.
13,000.
What a stupid... What could we break the world record for right now? In this room.
Well, we should have done that. We should have prepared for that. We should do didn't like eating grapes or something.
In this room...
There has to be something.
Next episode, if we're all on...
Oh, we could do something like that. Because those records fair. Most grapes ate on a podcast.
The most...
Most cans eaten.
The most ghost phase up drink drank on the Piner podcast.
Yeah, and then you'd explode.
What about...
No, like, this is the only... Nobody else has done that.
I want to try to break that one world record I just saw. The most amount of ping pong balls shot off the wall and caught in your mouth in a minute.
Oh, I've seen that.
That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty good. I don't think I'll be breaking any records anytime soon. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. Have you guys heard of the poop knife story?
No.
Come on.
My shirt's soaked.
Have you not heard about the poop knife?
No.
Jarrett?
Maybe. Is it a...
So Smosh, they talked about this on Smosh and then a couple other places. This was on a couple other podcasts, so I'm not taking credit for this. But I think this is unique to this, and I think you would enjoy this. So this is the poop knife story.
Is this a true story?
This is a post by somebody on Reddit or was on some sort of forum platform.
Okay.
My family poops big. Maybe it's genetic, maybe it's our diet, but everyone births giant logs of crap. If anyone has laid a mega poop, you know that sometimes it won't flush. It lays across the hole in the bottom of the bowl, and the vortex of draining water merely gives it a spin as it mocks you. Growing up, this was common enough occurrence that our family had a poop knife. It was an old rusty kitchen knife that hung on the nail in the laundry room, only to be used for that purpose. It was normal to walk through the hallway and have someone call out from the bathroom, "Hey, can you give me the poop knife?" I thought it was standard kit. You have your plunger, your toilet, your toilet brush, and your poop knife. Fast forward to 22. It's been a day or two between poops, and I'm at my friend's house. My friend was the local dealer and always had guests over because you can't buy weed without sitting on your ass and sampling it for an hour. I excuse myself and lay a gigantic turd. I look down and see that it's a sideways one.
Oh, Jesus.
So I crack the door and call up to my friend. He arrives and I ask him for his poop knife. "My what?" he says. "Your poop knife," I say. "I need to use it, please." He says, "What the fuck is a poop knife?" Obviously, he has one, but maybe he calls it by a more delicate name. A fecal cleaver, a dung divider, a guano glaive. I explain what it was and what I want and why I want it. He starts giggling, then laughing. Then lots of people start laughing. It turns out the music stopped, and everyone heard my pleas through the door. It also turns out that none of them had poop knives. It was just a fucked up family with their fucked up bowels. I told this to my wife last night, and she was amused and horrified at the same time. It turns out that she did not know what a poop knife was and had been using the old rusty knife hanging in the utility closet as a basic utility knife.
Thankfully,
she didn't cook with it, but used it to open Amazon boxes.
Oh, my
Will be getting her own utility knife now. Common question. Why was this not in the bathroom instead of the laundry room? Answer. We only had one poop knife, and the laundry room was central to all three bathrooms. I have no idea why we didn't have three poop knives. All I know is that we didn't. We had the one, possibly because my father was notoriously cheap about the weirdest things. So, yes, we shared our poop knife.
That's so bad.
That is an amazing story.
Do you think that's true?
Wow.
Yeah, I think it is. So, yeah.
I feel like you couldn't make that up.
No, you can't.
So basically, they had a poop knife to just break it up.
Because you think they actually pooped that.
So this is actually a funny story. So the reason I thought that was funny was, and I'm sure he doesn't care about me talking about this. I think he'd be kind of.
He would have loved this.
So my cousin, I won't say his name, but I'll say one of my cousins was notorious for laying them down. Like producing like lumber,
like more than a foot
big. Yeah. I wouldn't even say probably not long, but big. Like
I don't know if you could put a, you couldn't put a length on it.
So my grandma would have to go get a broomstick and break it up in the toilet. I swear to God, you can ask my dad.
A broomstick?
I swear to God, you can ask my dad. Jesus. Right hand to God, she would have to break it up with a broomstick.
Why couldn't he do it?
Well, because he was young. He was probably young at the time. Didn't really know why. Yeah. I don't know.
A little kid dropping that big of a turd is crazy.
Yeah, big. Big. And they would have to break it up with a broomstick.
Imagine what he does now as an adult.
Broomstick.
Well, yeah. It's a talent that I wish I had, but
or what he did when he was an adult.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. But
impressive stuff. Poop knife. Yeah, I feel like you can't make that up. That has to be a real story.
Yeah.
That's amazing. He thought everybody had a poop knife. They reacted to this on Smosh.
Yeah, well, they were talking about it. I heard it on a few different podcasts of them telling the story of the poop knife, but fantastic story.
That's an awesome story. That is so great.
All right.
Shout out to that guy. That's what.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
Is it time?
For what?
The TikTok corner?
Well, I wasn't really... Well, we can go TikTok corner. I was... I thought we were... Are we going to do the drawing thing, or are we going to do reading mean comments?
I would say we could read mean comments, and I'll prep for the drawing.
All right, deal.
Okay, well, we...
My back is soaked.
Oh, here we go.
Well, only if Cooley wants to.
No, I don't care. Let's do it.
Okay, hold on. So, we were talking about Cooley getting people saying mean things to him.
They always say
mean things. The other day, or before we got on the show... So he thought it would be a good idea to,
the one on there that says
to read comments on one of our, viral TikTok videos. Not that it was that viral, but, we had some pretty interesting comments. This was a while ago. We were talking about Derek Henry. Basically the video was whether or not you could get a hit off of Shohei Ohtani, score on LeBron, tackle Derek Henry. And, so, We got some pretty mean comments regarding the way that Cooley speaks.
Yeah, so a lot of people were making fun of the way I was talking about the quest and my speech impediment when I was talking during this podcast. I knew it was coming eventually, so I think it's hilarious.
So this video got like almost 100,000 views, and... Some of these comments are just pretty interesting.
Look at that one.
We thought we would read some of them. So this guy says, and this was for everybody. He said, "I have never heard such a collection of accents and pronunciations gathered in a single room."
This one says, "The reason why this dude talks like this is because he tried to tackle someone like Derek."
Henry.
Instead of saying Derek Henry, he said Dewick.
He probably played a video for everybody.
Yeah,
here.
Let me see if I...
Wait, scroll down. What did that one say? You could only...
I'll try to... So
it's
that
not
was,
even that bad.
It really, that Cooley posed the question. They're actually... I'm trying to find the other ones that...
There's some brutal ones on there.
Yeah, there was... I like this one. This guy says, "Obviously, these guys have never swung a bat before. The answer is a lucky three-pointer against Braun."
Which one are you guys picking?
I'm probably picking Shohei. I'm probably picking Shohei just because I played baseball, obviously.
I think I'm taking Dewick Henry.
I'm probably taking the Braun situation and just chucking one up.
10 attempts to say that sentence again smoothly.
Fucking asshole.
Let's see what the reply was. Oh, that guy just laughs at it.
Fuck him, too.
Let's see what else we got. Amazing conversation. It's like I'm with my boys at the bar.
Dre Allen. Shout out Dre Allen.
Let's see who else we have.
A deaf strength.
Jeez.
What'd you say?
Someone said deaf strength.
There's LeBron James.
This is, I don't like doing this.
Yeah, it is. I really don't like it either.
We could do something else. I don't care.
Yeah, this seemed like a funny thing to do. Now I don't like it now anymore. Because
a lot of people just, yeah. A lot of them actually
losers can sit behind their stupid ass little fucking fat fingered phones.
Some people actually did give comments.
It's like 97% people actually commenting, and then 3% people just ripping us. Or Cooley.
Also, go back up. Stop right there. There's a quote or LeBron. Go up a little more. It was like something like easy LeBron chunk threes up.
Chunk
threes up instead of chuck three. I've heard that before.
These dudes probably couldn't get a hit on a high schooler throwing mid-80s.
Hey, listen here, Preston. What's his name?
Yeah, Preston Blaine.
Preston Blaine. We did struggle with mid-80s before. Yeah. But you relax,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, and I didn't hit, fucker.
Yeah, I like that. The guys didn't sniff the field. A lot of people were saying tackle Henry.
No, it's got to be
no
Braun,
way.
I think I could tackle him.
It's LeBron, because I'm
as fuck any of these guys think they can get a hit off Shohei. Scoring on LeBron will be the easiest. He don't play defense.
No, listen, B A D Bad Henry 44, you are not getting a shot off against LeBron. You're not.
That's the thing.
He's 6'8". He'll fucking swat the ball into your nose. You're not.
That's bro hitting Ohtani's only automatic. No, are they stupid? Do they realize he throws five different pitches?
Yeah,
they don't even know what's coming.
Sure, but I just think LeBron is like, because I don't think we can get a shot off.
It's ever. Both. So the difference between the three are that Derrick Henry and LeBron are both physical sports. Mm-hmm. We're all much smaller than both of them. So Shohei is the only one that you could maybe just a prayer get lucky.
I think Derrick Henry is the answer, dude. I think if I just throw myself at his feet and I get it right.
He is going to fucking knock you into the dirt.
Yeah, but I get $1 million for doing it.
I just think that, like, I've seen Derrick Henry. Who was it against the Bills? They were playing the Bills.
He stuck that guy into the earth.
Yeah, who was that?
Jamal Adams, I think. Maybe.
Was it, no. You're Josh not going to get, like, how quick can he move?
Oh, like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was like, flying. If he's going
Josh Norman.
Josh Norman, yeah, yeah.
Off the line, how fast do you think you could get going?
Dude,
what do you mean?
You're going to have to ankle
like
tackle.
It doesn't matter, though. It's like, I've seen people grab his foot
look
and fall.
At this one. Bro, just chuck up threes against Braun. Not everyone needs a podcast. If they actually think they can get a hit over throw up a basketball, they crazy. Dude, you're not getting a shot off.
It might take me 10 tries just to get a shot off, let alone.
Yeah, you're right. Cool.
Realistically, it's Braun, and if he foul you, you do get it that turnover.
Baseball and football, I think those are definitely the two you're picking between.
Maybe, and it's a big maybe, I can tie up Henry's legs and it's still risky.
dude.
This is why I don't read comments, man.
Did they bother you, John?
They weren't. Does a bunt count as a hit?
Yeah, that's a good point. If you can beat the throw to first, it's a hit.
That's a big, dude. Bunting might even be harder.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, if I can bunt, I'm 100%.
None of you getting a base hit if you never touch a bat. Carry on.
Look at Nathan O'Connor's.
Where's he at?
I would take Henry, but that's only because I'm also
6'3". Okay, Nate. 90.
Give your dimensions.
Hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sports. You just have no clue what they're talking about. I love that. It's so funny. The real way is to just grab his hair because he going to dribble
Wait,
you.
Wait, click on TikTok Viking Dad's page. Scroll down.
Where is he at?
Scroll down right there. He said I'm 6'7", 380.
Played offensive line in college.
Man, if you don't call the Jets for a tryout.
Let's see what this guy's looking like. Oh, he's not fucking lying. Damn.
That is a big body.
He's not lying. But anyway, those were some comments.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
I feel like I remember it being way worse, too. But...
Well, because I think the first ones that roll in are all fucking hate. It's just hatred. And look at the ratio, too. 329 comments.
Hate from Australia.
Yeah, that's a pretty good rate. I was just going to look up a Derrick Henry stiff arm while we have the chance.
On Josh Norman.
Josh Norman was that one was incredible.
I just don't have any chance against any one of these people.
Derrick Henry's your best chance.
I mean, I'd probably be my only chance. I'd get murdered. I'd be broken in pieces.
But then you'd have a million.
And I could just throw my bat out there, maybe hit off.
But even if you make contact, it's got to be a hit.
Look at this.
He sticks this guy into the earth.
So you're thinking you can do better than
but
that.
Here's what
that
he
counts as
up.
A tackle, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, he did go out of bounds. But he stood up too high. I'm not going to try to do that. I'm going to try to break every bone in his
foot.
But
all right, you go at him the first time.
This is the best one.
Yeah, this is bad, too.
Like,
oh,
dude.
My God.
That's a grown-ass man. He's in the NFL, and he threw him like
it was
nothing.
What's his dimensions? How big is he?
Six, maybe?
6'3", 250.
Jesus. Yeah, it's cool. There's no way.
He runs a 4.5.
No way.
That's crazy.
Najee Harris stuck some dude in the earth, too.
Yeah, I remember that. That was last year.
Against the Falcons.
There is no way on earth.
He literally threw him like it was nothing.
He just used his momentum again.
Yeah, I know, but Kools, if you go out, are you going to go out his legs the very first time?
Every 10 times.
Wait,
okay, so if he knows you're going for his legs,
God, that was a fucking defensive end.
Yeah, dude, I'm throwing my entire body at his foot. And just playing at least one of them, I guess.
Look how big that guy is.
Yeah, that's a big dude. God damn.
Yeah. I.
If you're just watching this, Derrick Henry's just throwing, or just listening, Derrick Henry's throwing people around like.
In our studio.
Yeah.
In our studio. He's here.
Oh, wait. This is his like 91 yard run, isn't it?
Dude, that is ridiculous. That's a lineman.
That's a face mask. That's what it is.
But regardless,
God damn.
So
you're also the guy that said you could kill a tiger with a knife.
Yeah, I still stand by that.
I don't know whether you're just saying it for the bit or you actually believe it.
I'm being dead serious.
Jared, look up tiger leaps on elephant's back.
You guys know there's only three animals that actively hunt humans.
Crocodiles,
bear.
Go ahead. Crocodiles. What else?
Dude, a bear.
Mm-mm.
Hippo.
Well, a type of a bear. It's crocodile, polar bears, and tigers.
Polar
bears. They said polar bears can smell humans from 2 miles away.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you ever came across one of those, it's gonna rip you in half.
What? Like, a tiger?
Yeah. No, I'm polar.
Why do tigers hunt humans, but lions and leopards?
What bear do you think you could have a chance against? A grizzly bear or polar bear?
Any bear.
Dude.
Zero bear.
Dude, I'm not like I'm going in with my fist. I have a weapon, and I have 10 tries.
What weapon?
Here is.
Blade.
If you have a sword, I honestly, I don't think even if you had a sword, you can.
If I had a sword, no. Oh my god, I'd slaughter it.
No, you wouldn't.
Look up. All right, watch this video. Okay, if you're just listening to this, please go to YouTube and watch this because we're gonna watch a couple videos here because I want to just
the tiger jumps into the air.
I want to go into the insanity that you are thinking of right now. This thing coming out of the jungle at full speed.
What weapon do I have?
You have a knife. This is a knife. You have a knife.
Watch this. As soon as he jumps, I'm like this. Yeah.
Dude.
Look, he's throwing sticks
at
it.
He's also on a fucking elephant.
He threw a stick at it, and it was enough to...
Dude.
That thing is going to swat. That thing swats the knife out of your hand.
He missed. I'm right in his throat.
Cool. Oh, we're also at ground level with him.
Wait, so...
So?
Tigers actively...
I literally don't know. I don't...
It got him.
Yeah, he got.
Oh, he did.
He got beat up, man.
Oh.
But not. I mean, I just.
So what happens when he does that right there? He get your whole.
I told you, there's a good chance. For one, I get 10 tries.
No. But you also stood by the fact that you could kill it.
Yes, and 1 out of 10. Yes,
Jared, look up a polar bear hunting real quick.
I think I can. If I get 10 tries to do anything, I can do.
Look up huge grizzly bear night vision.
If you give me 10 full court shots,
you don't want anything to do with the grizzly bear.
I will give you this, that if you have 10 tries with a big knife against this thing, you might have an outside chance. But this thing right here, 100%. That if he can find the right video, if this thing comes charging out of the woods, full speed, pissed off, right out of hibernation, you are finished.
Survived bear attacks before.
Yeah, I know, but a guy's had his whole head ripped off.
Bears are scared of you. If you just yell back at it, they run away.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Oh, no. Look up crazy grizzly bear inside cage. This one's not too bad, but.
You've seen this?
Yeah, this one's not too
Why
bad.
Why do polar bears
he
not like
the
humans?
Camera.
I don't know. See.
Yeah, you're not on the video.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm tearing that thing up. You see how slow he was? There's no way.
Dude, this guy's crazy.
But here, I'm gonna be walking out like Matt. Like I'm gonna be on.
We definitely watched this one before. This fight between these two grizzly bears.
I'm definitely gonna be hurt. Though. Cool. I'm not denying that.
Cool. There are guys with firearms that get mauled by these.
That's because they missed. I wouldn't miss.
Okay.
I have 10 tries.
Here is a video of two large grizzly bears in a fight.
They're incredible animals.
Look up grizzly bear Joe Rogan.
These things are huge.
Massive.
What are you talking about, dude?
What do you mean, what am I
like,
talking about?
Look at that.
Do you have any chance
right there?
You know
how fast they are?
What's falling off? Hair?
Yeah, they're ripping each other's
skin. And their claws. Like one of those claws to our bodies would end us, let alone their mouth.
They look like two wrestlers right now.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine that thing bit, like, clamped around your, like, ear.
He'd have to get me first.
They run 30 miles an hour.
I wonder what they're beefing about.
I can run 20.
What are they
stressing
about?
Oh, he's on his back.
Probably food.
Oh, my God. He's on his back.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Look, he's just keeping
Come on, you
got to
sprawl out. Roll over.
Oh,
you can't just
God.
Let him stand
there.
That's horrible.
So bad. Look up Grizzly Bear
Joe
Rogan.
He's eating him like a wing.
It'll come up with the one that I'm talking about.
The fact that anybody would... Well, you don't survive grizzly bear attacks, right?
Well, I mean, there's a common saying for bear...
I've seen
that one right there. The top left. No, top left. The short. That one. Mute that, if you can. Top in the middle of the screen. Well, look at this. If it comes up with it, There's this grizzly bear that comes out of the woods that is the most terrifying grizzly bear. Can you zoom in on that, or is that stuck how it is? All right, never mind. I hope it shows it.
Oh, oh God damn it.
Skip forward. You can skip forward. There it is.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a big boy.
Oh, look at his eyes.
He's scary, though.
He's been in some fights.
Dude.
Why does he keep flinching?
The camera's taking pictures of it, I think, the night cam.
Holy shit. Yeah, so, like, shit.
If he's scared of a flask, how scared is he going to be of me with a knife?
I'm telling you this right now. You are absolutely finished.
I still don't know the argument, grizzly bear or a gorilla. I think a grizzly bear because he has more weapons. But man, I fucking
what about
love
a
gorillas.
Polar bear?
God, I love gorillas.
I told you, any bear anywhere, that's a boss.
They said that polar bear is like one of the only true apex predators. Like it's hunting us.
Really? The saying is talking about bears, if it's black, fight back. If it's a black bear, fight back. So that's probably your only chance. I'll give you that. A black bear, you have your only
black
chance.
Black bear, I'd say you do have somewhat of a chance.
If
maybe.
It's brown, lie down, which means do not fight it back. You're going to lay on the ground and pray to God that it can't get its jaws around your little melon head. And then if it's white, say goodnight.
Yeah, but that's just assuming you don't have
that's
a weapon.
That's crazy.
Huh?
That's assuming if
Isn't
you don't
that
have a weapon.
Wild? You have zero chance against a polar bear. Like,
if I have no weapon, yes. You always have a chance.
Please make it real about this. I hope there's a response like there was on that for this, because this is outrageous.
They have armor.
No, they don't.
They're plated.
No, no, no.
They're literally plated.
Whatever.
I'm done. How about the polar bear's defense mechanism? That's unbelievable to me, that they're actually black, but they're white so they can't be found out in the snow.
What?
The polar bear's skin's black.
Yeah.
They have a white armor, so they can't be found.
Their hair is actually translucent, and it reflects the light off the snow.
Right, so if I take a polar bear and I drop it in the woods, then what?
It's still going to be white.
It's still white, but the fur is translucent.
It's from over time.
I don't believe that.
Look up naked polar bear.
What do you mean naked polar bear? That's a no fur?
Yeah, no fur. The skin's black.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm talking about the fur.
Yeah, the fur is translucent.
So it's just white.
No, it's translucent. You can't.
So you can see
it
through.
If you held it up, you could
look
see
at that
through.
Picture.
Oh, do not put that on the podcast.
What the fuck?
Do not put that.
What the hell is that?
Wow. Do not.
That's not a naked polar bear.
Naked polar bear.
Fuck.
Do not put that on.
It says cuddle against a polar bear.
What the hell? Okay.
Up there to the left.
If you're on Google, don't Google naked polar bear.
Oh my God! Its balls are out.
I didn't know they lay like that.
Oh man,
why did it do that?
I did not know that. You should have put that on the podcast.
No, not put that on there.
Oh my God!
Whoa. Oh, that's like the Coca Cola bear.
I was just gonna say, isn't it funny they paint the Coca Cola bear to be like friendly?
Yeah,
and look at like that fucking picture, dude.
You take his Coke and you're gone.
Click that, Jared. Click that.
You gotta put that.
No,
on.
Do not
put
that.
Put me on some
polar
bear.
No, balls are on there. Why are his balls?
Yeah. Dude, you gotta put that.
No,
on that.
Yeah. No.
Why do they portray it to be a girl polar bear, but then it's a dude?
I don't know.
In the winter, it's good to cuddle against a polar bear butt. Whoever tweeted that, needs fucking arrested.
Oh my God.
That's so if you're, see what we're talking about, just
no. Do not show.
I'm not showing it. I'm gonna telling them how to find
you
it.
You know, yeah. But why is
it is if you Google if you Google naked polar bear, it's the fifth picture.
Honestly, if you crop the middle like the between his legs out, it'd
you
be like okay.
Corn.
But he's just got a.
You just know there. You know that there's some absolute like goblins out there that are loving that.
Oh pic. My God!
Like yeah. They're like they sent that to their girl.
I don't want
to. This
I
is you,
nope,
Pookie.
Nope.
Anyway, what is that fourth one? What's that fourth one?
I think
a real polar bear dip.
I don't know.
Oh, he jumps in the water.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm gonna clap here. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna draw and then come back and wrap up the show.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we just spent the past like 15 minutes drawing these. So the criteria was you draw the proportions have to be realistic. So like the Time out. Let me rewind. What we did was we drew our prime animal, what we think has the most survivability or lethality, whichever way it is. The proportions have to be equal to the part of the animal that it is. So, like, if it has a scorpion tail, it can only be as long as a real scorpion tail. So it has to be proportional to the actual creature. So, Soup, you go first.
No, you go first.
Me?
Yeah.
No, Jared, you go first. You were done first.
I go first?
Yeah, you were done first.
I feel like Cooley should go first.
All right.
You want the winner to go first?
All right, go ahead.
Wait. We got to... Okay, you're good. Go ahead.
All right, well... His name is Mon Skunk.
Mon Skunk. Well, let me guess what that is.
Mon Skunk.
Mon Skunk.
Body of a mongoose?
No, he's just a monster and a skunk.
Oh.
I don't know if you can really see him on the camera.
Whoa, look at that thing.
We'll take pictures of it.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey, that's sweet.
What's his dimensions?
So I'm going to go through this. I'm going to tell you right now, this thing is a fucking tank.
He looks little on there.
I'm just a bad drawer. But if you imagine this thing in real life, he's got a tiger's body.
Okay.
He's got the skunk's tail, so if he
can shit.
He can stink.
I like it.
Actually pretty good.
His skin is porcupine skin.
Okay.
He's got scorpion tails on his back, but they're real small. And if you go to bite the back, you're getting stung.
Okay.
He's got lion's mane, okay. Elephant ears.
Okay.
And here, I'm going to save the best for last. Then he's got cat whiskers. He's got a rhinoceros.
What do the cat whiskers do?
They just help him feel things out at night. And then he's got the rhinoceros horn.
Okay.
Ooh.
Snake teeth.
Snake fangs.
Yep. And then a human brain.
Oh.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
It's not bad.
Yep.
It's not bad. I feel like you guys probably went a little bit more detailed than I did.
Oh, Jesus.
For my animal, this is...
Congly.
The Congly bear.
Let me see.
He has a grizzly bear front side and a gorilla back side.
All right.
Look, as you can see, look, silverback gorilla, front side of a bear, back side of a gorilla.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Huh.
Wow. I mean, the two animals that everybody always says are like fucking tanks. Bear.
Right.
The Congly bear.
I have the Gibong.
Okay.
The Gibong has...
I can see it through the paper.
The
Gibong. Like
the Gibong, roughly about a ton. It is the body of a polar bear, like the core of a polar bear, with the back legs of a polar bear. It has the tail of an alligator.
Oh.
It has the front arms of a gorilla. It has porcupine quills on its back, the head of an alligator, the nose of a mole.
Wow.
And then it has claws like a mole so that it can dig. And this is the Gibong.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. Hey, that thing looks terrifying. Look how good that is.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Soup.
All right. I introduce... to all of you and to the world, the first of its kind, Slushy.
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 He's just a lion. Oh.
Okay, what does Slushy have?
So Slushy's got the mane of a lion to protect its neck from anything that wants to come around its neck. That. It's on its back, it has the same thing that the black marlin has, the fastest sea creature.
Ah.
And because it has that, it has the gills and the lungs that a frog has right on its forehead.
Ooh.
You can see these little lines coming out of his forehead so he can be in the water and on land. It's got the legs and the tail of a cheetah, so it's the fastest land animal. And then this is the most important thing. Can you see the little streaks through its mane?
Yeah.
These little streaks.
Oh, shit.
It has that because it can change its mane's color and its body's color like a chameleon.
I'll tell you what, that's pretty impressive.
Like a chameleon. Now it can hide anywhere.
Soup, that's pretty impressive.
I'll be honest.
Wow.
Show the
camera again.
I'll be honest. I'm worried about Jubb's guy.
We should.
Okay, so I guess what we'll do is take pictures and we'll put this on our social media. And you let us know.
Oh, I got to tell you guys why his name is Slushy.
Yeah, why is his name Slushy?
Okay.
Everybody show their animals.
So around the world, none of these have ever been able to be studied. They've just been able to see them react a little bit. So Slushy stands for silent, lethal, undetected, silky, hopeful and youthful. Wow. They say they don't age.
Wow.
Wow, I'm not gonna lie. So that was pretty impressive. Slaughter all of you.
I'm worried about Cooley's just a little bit. Jarrett's,
he has a human brain.
Jarrett's looks like it's the most to get domesticated. Like we could probably make that a pet.
Congly Bear.
Congly Bear.
What's your name again, Jub? This is slushy.
Gibong.
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 Let me see your tail again.
It's an alligator tail.
Look at that face.
The nose of that nose is way too big.
Wait, Cooley, how heavy is yours?
It'd be fucking miniature.
How heavy is yours?
However heavy a tiger is.
Okay, mine's about a lion.
Mine's probably the biggest.
Yeah, yours is the joker.
I know Congly Bear.
Congly Bear's fucking huge.
Wait, now why did you go with the Congly Bear having the backside of the gorilla?
Because he can stand up. Well, grizzly bears can too, but I don't want to take away the weapons of the grizzly bear claws.
Terrence.
I don't want to take away the grizzly bear's claws and his teeth. Yeah. But right. But gorilla legs?
You had up to 10 and you picked 2.
The 2 best.
All right. You're going to be voting on who wins this week.
Let us know.
Maybe next week we'll do something else.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for watching this episode. Oh, no. You got to do it.
All right. Well, thanks for watching episode 126 with myself, Soup, Jet, and Dub. Action-packed episode. Mon Skunk takes home the win. Let's go.
Oh.